Now, I'll tell you, I think that was going some. Anyway, Jack Lindsay was the hoisting engineer. The hole was 150 feet deep, 60 feet of muck and 90 feet of red slide rock. This was a 10 by 10 foot working shaft being sunk on a $4 a square foot drill hole. There was a drill hole prospect. So they figured they had a mine. By the time me and Louis got near the bedrock, it was middle of May, and the shaft was sloughing so badly we had to put up headboards to keep from getting hit with the falling rocks. We also picked off the looser rocks each morning as we were lowered down the shaft. People from Onis used to come up to see which one of us got killed, but we fooled them. This was 9 below on Dome Creek. The ground belonged to Oscar Favel. Paul Wintner had the lease. When we got to bedrock, there were 4 feet of red gravel below the slide rock, and we calculated at about 50 cents a foot, near what was indicated, not near what was indicated in the drill hole. And that was not enough to warrant a drift mine. So that project was shelved. I went to town and I bought enough lumber to build a 14 by 16 cabin.
Put your mouth closer to the mic. Sorry about that.
I built a 14 by 16 cabin with 12 foot lean-to for the kitchen with a cellar and trap door in the kitchen. Now, this trap door came in awful handy later on when I had a crew of men, because I kept the whiskey down there, and every night I used to give those guys a hot drink. And I would measure the drink in a jelly glass that had rings in it. And I made a good stiff drink for each of them. And then I sat right on top of the trap door when they were begging for more. I bought a complete drift mining outfit with a steam hoist and a 30-horsepower Pennsylvania boiler. Jerry Burke gave me the boiler. It was a two-cylinder steam hoist. Chris Sather hauled it down 3 miles down the creek with dogs on the glacier caused by the beaver by Jim Kirk's cabin. They all glaciered in and perished. Good thing, or we would have had glazier every year.